Testing. Okay, today is August 23rd, 2006. We're at the home of Michael.
I couldn't even hear it.
Oh, just wait. We'll speak louder. How do you pronounce it?
Pindigayash.
Pindigayash. P-I-N-D-E-G-A-Y-O-S-H. Okay.
Or I'm all wet.
And
it's okay.
My name's Carissa White. We're here with Ben Petrie and Elise. E-L-I-S-S-E, Ani, A-U-N-E. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Over?
We may not get to it. You might have to come off again.
Your headphones. do you go by Mike?
Michael. Did everybody call me Michael on the reservation? Boy. Michael, my name is a...
Do you have a middle name?
Huh?
What's your middle name?
Leonard. Oh. Leonard Pindigayash.
When were you born, Michael? Your
date?
Right
here, 1921.
1921, what day?
21?
What month and day?
6/30/21.
6/30/21.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were born here in Mille Lacs?
Yeah.
Were you born in Were you born in a home?
Yeah. We had a house.
Mm-hmm. What was your parents' names?
What?
Your parents' names, your mom and dad?
John and Well, I always forget her name, my mom.
Leonis.
Leona?
Yeah, Leonis.
Leonis?
Leonis?
That's a hard name.
No, yet. I don't think so.
Yeah, Dad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she,
God, can I forget? There's a Mr. John Pindigayash. That's my mom and dad.
Did your mom die when you were little?
Yeah, I must have been about 8 years old. He was about 20, I don't know, about 38, something like that. Mm-hmm. Pretty young.
Do you have any memories of her? Any stories of her?
What?
Any stories of her?
Memories? Yeah, a lot of stories. They used to take me all over, powwows and downtown. There was a buggy ride in all them days, and all go from our place to Onemia, horse riding, you know. That's every weekend almost, you know. My dad worked every day.
What did he do? Where did he work?
Hmm?
Where did he work?
Well, I don't know what they call that, logging on Mississippi. Logging logs, you know, from a National Falls someplace out there to Minneapolis. Mississippi, you know. You know, I don't know what they call that. I know what they call that in Indian. Can't swear back again. Logging, you know, on the river. That's
it. You said you went to powwows when you were little?
Yeah.
They had powwows around here?
Well, we had powwows almost once a month, twice a month down there. Now we don't have any anymore, just once a year. It's no good. Another thing I like, did you see that? You didn't go, huh? Powwow up here? That interest I didn't like at what they had before. I didn't like that at all, you know, because the flags, you know. I try and tell them, you know, that's not for us. That's not for the powwow, Indian powwow. No, it's American Indian powwow, you know. White man make that powwow, you know, the, what they call a N, hand power, that's what they call it. Now, when I told them, you know, we don't like that power, nobody does, no. Now, we didn't have any of them flags when we had a power down there. Boy, I was happy, no? Huh? I didn't like that at all. That's not for us. Mm-hmm. Years ago, Bob Alden, no, they didn't have anything like that. Just a little cane or something like that. That's all we have. Mm-hmm. And then, we didn't have any vet song, no? Mm-hmm. No, we didn't have any.
Mm. How long would they last? Were they day powwows or
what?
When you were little, the powwows. Why were they different back then?
That time?
Yeah.
That's a regular Indian powwow. Mm-hmm. Indian ways and stuff like that. That's a regular. We never forget that, you know. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Did they have different kinds of songs?
What?
Were the songs different than they are now?
Yeah, it's quite a difference now. Mm-hmm. It's not the way it should be, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's still aim powwow the way I think. But this time they didn't have any aim powwow, no? Mm-hmm. American Indian movement. Mm-hmm. Not Indian, it's, I don't know what they call it, American movement. Mm-hmm. That's a white man. Movement, no, years ago. I don't know how long that old that is. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of difference on between regular Indian powwows, no, or anything. I don't care what it is, you know, and Indian culture, stuff like that, and funerals. Now funerals is white way too, no. Gotta wait 10, 15 minutes, see? There's fear, they wanna go too, you know? They wanna leave right away. Here we sit down and wait, I don't know what they're waiting for. See, the spirit, they don't like that, no? Mm-hmm. Sit and start for 10, 15, 20 minutes, and then start again. Mm-hmm. Just like we do, we wanna go place, we wanna go right away there, we do. But the spirit's different and the fear, no? Different. Mm-hmm. I don't like that either. No, just wait 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of different culture. Mm-hmm. It just seems to be like white people's stuff and all. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is right now all over the reservation, all over any place in the reservation.
Do you think that's because of schools?
Huh?
Do you think that's because of schools? Like when you were little, did you go to school?
When I went to school?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to school, yeah. So they sent me to school when I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. I've been in school since.
And they taught you white ways there?
Indian ways?
White ways?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose. Yeah.
Did you grow up speaking Ojibwe?
When I was little?
Yeah.
No. Uh-uh.
No?
No.
You had to speak English?
Well, Indian or English. Uh-huh. Both ways, no.
Yeah. In the school, did they punish you if you spoke Indian?
No, I don't know. I don't know how it is now.
Mm. But when you were little?
No, it's better to talk Indian, no, mm-hmm. in school, but when I went to school, you know, mm-hmm. no difference, if you want to talk English, all right, nobody said anything, but better talk Indian. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how it is now, I think they're teaching how to talk Indian around in reservations. North or lower school. Mm-hmm. Mostly, you know, people think it's better way, better know how to talk Indian. They teach you how to talk Indian.
What do you think of that? The schools now, they teach you how to talk Indian. Do you think that's good?
I think it's good. They'd rather talk Indian than English. The way I understand around here, you know, I think it's really good to talk. Dr. Young, young people, young generation, talk Indian. Don't you ever lose a Indian language. Keep it to yourself. Keep it to myself and give it to herself and all stuff. Can lose an Indian language, mm-hmm. Indian culture, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stuff we're losing, no? Mm-hmm. Can do in white ways, no? Mm-hmm. It's no good, it's not good. Mm-hmm. Well, some places it's Indian words, you know, Indian name. It's good. I like to see that. Me, 80 years old, maybe it don't make no difference, you know. For anybody, you know. I've been thinking about it too, you know, and I ain't got very far to go yet, no. So I don't know. I've been thinking about this too, you know. I hope this we will never lose our Indian culture, Indian language, stuff like that, Indian ways, you know. There's a lot of stuff we lost. Look at this Indian powwow now, only once a year. We lose that too, Indian powwow. But we're losing Ain powwow too, we're losing that. Mm. The animal powwow, the Indians around there don't like that. Chumokumang powwow, no? That's Ain. Now this power we had, a lot of power we had, didn't have no flags or anything, you know? Well, I like that. Oh boy, you broke my heart. Yeah, I was there, you know, all the time, like that.
So it was like when you were little?
Huh?
So it was kind of like when you were little?
I don't know.
Not that far, huh?
Yeah, it seems to me that a little, not much. But I don't like the flags. Mm-hmm. Nobody does, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. Nobody does like the flags. Mm-hmm. They ain't the way power is, you know. Our power, our own power, you know. No. Mm-hmm. Injury is good. No. The power, injury. Good, no flags or anything. Boy, I was happy, really was happy myself, you know. Yeah, I was talking to Millie, Dr. Indians, you know. And then come over and talk to me, you know. Talk to them, yes, sure, yes. Can you do? Power getting back to Indian ways. I don't know how long that's going to be. Mm-hmm. I hope you keep the flash out of there, you know, Indian powwows. Mm-hmm. Injury. Right. Absolutely no good, no. Mm-hmm. It's not for us.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't have an entry when you were...
No. They had their own, queen. I don't know, you see that queen head of that drum?
Head dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A woman? Yeah, the king like I have, but they got the... What do you call it, a beadwork, you know? Mm. And the other end like that, it's got a feather. Mm-hmm. Gotta be eagle feather. Two of them. That's a woman dancer, injury. And a man injury, he carries only I don't know what you call exactly what this.
Staff?
What he carries.
Staff?
Huh?
Is it a staff?
Oh, I don't know. I forgot what it is. It's... That's what he carries, no? Mm. Now, Indian man dance ahead and a woman behind, no? Power, no? But a couple of times, you know? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's an inch wig. And then you can dance, and everybody can dance, you know. Everybody can dance. That's the way it was.
Did they have one drum or more drums?
Well, one or two drums allowed. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is, every reservation should have. But over here right now, it's got seven drums. I don't know where they come from. Mm-hmm. There's a queen drum and a king drum. I don't know how to say it, an Indian, no? Mm-hmm. That's all we had. We had in our own power. You know, can you call that? Scarberish, the wagon. Quite a wagon, that's a women drum, quite a wagon. Mm-hmm. That's the way I know. Mm-hmm. That's the way I know.
So that's all they had when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, I can remember, yeah, that's all we had.
When your mother died, who took care of you then?
Oh, her name is Jenny. Is my aunt. They gave me grandma, grandpa. They took care of me then. So I don't know what kind of time. I got married when I was too young. I was just a young man, 19 or 20 years old.
That's when you got married?
Oh. Yeah, 19 years old. Mm-hmm.
Before that, were you still in school or did you work?
No, I went to school, but when the school's out, I go to farm work. Machinery like that. I'll plow, disc, you know, stuff like that, you know. When the school's out, when the school starts again, and they let me come home, you know. That dumb days get doing $1 a day, dumb days, you know. I work 30 days, 2-3 months, you know. Mm-hmm. The teacher was, they belong to his dad and his mom. But he was a teacher, you know, Mr. Harding, you know. That's the one, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the one that took me to his farm and worked there during the vacation, you know. Mm-hmm. No good, went. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. Mm-hmm. Ever since 15 years old, every year I go down and work, you know. Mm-hmm. Machinery, stuff like that. That's why I like machinery, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like school?
Well, I don't know. I didn't like it very much because I got working up there and come back again, stop going to school.
You'd rather work, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, that's 30 days a month, $30. Mm-hmm. Huh?
What did you do with your money?
Well, I think my dad took all of, I don't know, he took some. Give me some money though once in a while. No, he worked too, you know, during the summer. No, I don't need that.
Was your dad in the CCC?
Huh?
The WPA programs, was he in the CCC or were you?
Yeah, that I remember that too. My dad worked and my brother, George, on WPA. Yeah, I remember that too. It's way back. I don't know what year was that, you know.
30s?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably
30s. 1935? Somewhere along there. Yeah. 1935, 40? WPA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
So you worked in the farms, did and then you got married when you were 19?
Yeah.
So you were 1938?
Yeah, I was about, about 38, no. 19 years old, 18 years old. No?
Wait,
he was born 1921.
That's mom.
1921, so 31, 41. 1940 you got married.
Someplace along there, yeah, 1940. Mm-hmm. I married. I work in a... with an Aiken. That before she was born, I was working at a garage.
In a garage?
Yeah, an Aiken.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get that job?
Huh?
How did you get that job?
How I get that job? Well, you see, mother-in-law, father-in-law, when I was growing with mom and all, I wanted mommy to work in any place, in a garage or anything in Aiken. I said, I think they got me that job, son, working in a garage. That's where I met mom and all. That's where I met her. Then.
Was she from Aiken?
Hmm?
Your wife?
No, they're from,
Bagley.
Bagley, Minnesota. Yeah.
So she is Leech Lake?
Huh?
Leech Lake?
East Lake?
Whiter.
Oh, Whiter.
No.
Okay. Whiter, so your wife was Whiter? No?
No.
Okay. Was
she's
she
from here.
Oh, she's from here. Okay.
But she lived in...
They all come from same place, no?
Sure. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's I gonna ask? Oh, how did you meet your wife then? Did you know her?
Yeah, I was in there, no.
Knew everybody.
Wait, no, I think, and then I worked, you know, when we were living together, I think, 1940. Yeah.
What was your wife's name?
Teresa.
Teresa? What was her maiden
Shingobi.
Name? Shingobi. Okay. S-H-I-N-G-O-B-E. Yeah. Okay. Then the war was going on. Did you know much about the war?
Yeah, I know quite a bit.
You heard about the war that was going on?
Yeah, 1940-45, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, about that. Because I couldn't make it in the service. Mm-hmm. I couldn't make it because of my eye, you know. Mm-hmm. Couldn't make it.
You had problems with your eye.
Yeah, I had one and I had a scar in there, you know. They call that a physical examination. I couldn't pass it and they call it cancer. Mm. And they had a doctor says, I know it's physical examination, can't pass that, no. Mm-hmm. He said, it's a scar, not a cancer. To make it. If it was in the service.
Mm-hmm. But where were you when you heard about Pearl Harbor?
I was home.
Mm-hmm. What did you think?
Well, I think it was awful. Sneak in, bomb away, stuff like that. Is that the thing? Mm-hmm. I don't remember very much about that.
Yeah.
So, United States went back down to bomb the Japanese?
Yeah. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The atom bomb.
Yeah.
Did you know anybody who was in the war?
One white guy, Gordy Kasper, a friend of mine. He got killed on the bombing from the place he got.
Did you think that people supported the war?
No, I don't know. I don't know about that.
No?
Now we had war. We went bombing down Japan. I tell you, I don't know for sure. 35,000 people killed that time, Japanese. Well, they asked for it anyway, so I don't know about this and that, though, you know. They sneak on us, you know, without any notice or anything like that. But someone trying to call the United States, we didn't, I don't know if they paid attention to it. That's the way I heard, you know. So all of a sudden, bombing away. That's the way I heard. I don't know for sure.
Where were you working during the war? Were you doing farm work?
Well, I don't know for sure.
Oh no, mechanic. You were working in a garage. Were you working in a garage during the war?
Yeah, 1940, 41, 42.
Were you a mechanic?
No, I think I was in sawmill, I think.
Oh, sawmill.
Myers. Myers sawmill in Malmo. I think that's what it was.
In where?
Malmo.
Malmo?
Preston.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What were you doing there?
Working.
Yeah.
I was running a tractor.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'll go, when they fill up lumber, you know, and I had to move it down there, probably take it down there, and come back, get that skid on in there, and back it in there so they could throw more not lumber in there, and what they saw, you know, that's all I do.
Did you like it?
Oh yeah, it was easy. Just driving tractor, you know, caterpillar.
How long did you work there?
Oh, a couple of years, 3 years.
What'd you do after that?
Yeah, Myers moved to Aiken. I haven't worked in there since. Then I worked for O'Neill, Guy O'Neill. He's a sawmill gang too, you know. I worked for him for a little while.
When did you have your first child? What year was your first child born?
Yeah, what?
Your first kid?
He's up my face.
Elise is your first
kid.
Yeah,
she was born in Cloquet. I can't remember those things, no?
1944. Okay.
You know, 40, 41, something like that. Mm-hmm.
How many kids did you have then, total?
Well, six. Lost two or three of them.
When you were a kid, did you rice or... Did you go ricing?
Oh, yeah, we went. She's kind of mom, you know how, so we didn't go ricing then, no? I didn't invite. No.
When you were little, did you go with your grandparents?
No.
Did they have a garden?
No.
Did your grandparents have a garden?
No. Oh, my mom and dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a garden. Potatoes.
Yeah.
Corn, that's it.
Did that help you during the Depression? Did you, you know they had that Great Depression in the 20s and 30s?
Yeah. depression?
Yeah.
Yeah, really now. I don't know what that depression is for. I can remember we didn't have a hard time. No.
Yeah, because you had a garden?
Yeah, we had garden, potatoes and corn, stuff like that. That's all we had. Mm-hmm. We lived by the lake, you know. Mm-hmm. We even had a pig.
Oh.
A few chickens, huh? That's all we had.
Did your dad hunt and fish?
Hmm?
What about hunting and fishing?
I was fishing when I was little. I didn't like it. My mom took me out of the lake and my dad make a hole in there. They cover me up with a blanket and a spear. I didn't like that.
Ice fishing. What about hunting?
Whoops. We're gonna switch the
table. Oh, okay. Sorry.